سلام، فهیم هستم. ضمن تبریک سال نو و آرزوی بهترین ها در سال جدید، امیدوارم که در اولین پادکست رادیو ایلسا آفرینش در سال 97 ما رو تا پایان همراهی کنید. رادیو ایلسا آفرینش در سال جدید قصد داره تا با انرژی مضاعف و برنامه‌های متنوع‌تر امسال رو هم در کنار همراهان همیشگیش باقی بمونه. در برنامه امشب یکی از کیوکارت‌های اخیر در مسابقه اسپیکینگ رو آماده کردیم تا هم از لحاظ ایده پردازی و پاسخ احتمالی به این کارت اون رو بررسی کنیم. موضوع کیوکارت به این صورته. Describe a situation when you had to teach something to a relative or a friend. You should say whom you taught, what you taught, whether it was easy or difficult to teach, and explain how you felt after teaching him or her. همونطور که شنیدید، کیوکارت از ما خواسته تا موقعیتی رو شرح بدیم که در اون مطلبی رو به شخصی آموزش دادیم. با توصیف مهارت شخصیتون در حیطه آموزش میتونید جزئیات کافی رو برای به حد نصاب رسوندن صحبتتون فراهم کنید. از بولت پوینت های خود کیوکارت هم غافل نشید و سعی کنید هر کدوم رو تا حد کافی بست بدید. در ادامه یک پاسخ احتمالی به این کیوکارت رو گوش میکنیم.
Well, teaching is a quite demanding thing to pull off effectively. I've actually never put myself in the position of a teacher before, officially though. I mean, if I'm asked to do it incessantly, I'd eventually let my guard down and give it my best shot, but it's not by any means my strong suit. Knowing stuff is actually one thing, but conveying that little something to others is sure as heck a whole different thing. Well, one of my recent face-offs with this monster, aka teaching, was when one of my cousins, not the most stable one, of course, put me on a lot of pressure so I'd teach her some English. I'd already sized her up regarding her knowledge in English, and guess what? She is not only not competent in English, she also thinks she knows a lot. Anyways, I ended up sitting right in front of her, and she was sort of waiting for me to utter something. I was actually gonna teach her some grammar, but every time I was gonna make a point, she'd start questioning my teaching skills, which got under my skin a little bit. I decided to bite a bullet and don't say a thing because I didn't want to escalate things. Well, it didn't go like that the whole time. I mean, I got a threshold of patience, and when she called me a teaching robot, I said that's it and hit the ceiling. I also gave her a piece of my mind about her low IQ. She also burst into tears when she was leaving. Gosh, I gotta admit that was one tough experience that took a heavy toll on me. Anyways, I felt quite terrible afterwards. I wanted to patch things up, so I called her and sort of apologized.
تعدادی از واژگان، اصطلاحات و ساختارهای برجسته رو با هم دیگه بررسی میکنیم. To pull off، از عهده یک کاری بر اومدن، در مثال He said he would win but he couldn't pull it off. کلمه though برای نشون دادن تقابل. I was gonna talk to him. I was not sure though. اما مطمئن نبودم. Let your guard down به معنای کوتاه اومدن، در مثال Since he persisted so much, I had to let my guard down. AKA به معنای also known as the felon in his story, AKA Big Brother. و نهایتاً to take a heavy toll, آسیب روحی و یا جسمی رسوندن. I spent the whole night studying. It took a toll on me.
امیدوارم که از این برنامه هم استفاده کافی رو برده باشید. تا برنامه بعدی شما رو به خدا می‌سپارم.